have your opening question?
It's not a question, Benji. I just wanted to
I did
thank
too.
You for being a friend.
Why wasn't a handshake? I was going for like a...
What were you going? Thank you.
For
do we
being
need a waffle?
Friend. A waffle? Oh.
Is that a term? I remember I had one friend called this a waffle. I don't know why.
I'm just like, and I would call it interlocking fingers.
They probably call it a waffle because it leads to sticky situations.
Oh, wow. Well,
with that, welcome back, pop stars, to the Pink Popcast, a pop culture podcast where we talk about film, media.
You know, and just whatever. No, I'm just kidding. And film, media, and everything else.
Come on, active brand. You don't even have your headphones on. What
I
is
don't.
This? What is this? You like you never hosted a podcast before? I'm Rizzo,
What's
by the
podcast?
Way.
Podcast? I'm Benji.
And today, we asked you, the patrons.
We asked y'all what y'all wanted to see us do.
And you voted. So today, we are talking about, I mean, you saw it in the thumbnail, The Golden Girls. We watched a few episodes of The Golden Girls. Actually, I watched more than a few episodes.
I've seen a few. Neither of us are really Golden Girls aficionados.
No, this was definitely more of a, hey, we had never really had this big prominent part of our life. So this was a nice little first to kind of, to do Betty White some justice and some honor.
Because
right before she turned 100.
I know.
And what a damn fine comedian she was.
Yeah.
I almost recommended a few of her movies. Like, it would have been great to watch The Proposal again. But I realized I had never seen a single episode of The Golden Girls myself.
She was in The Proposal?
Yeah.
Well, who was she?
She was his grandma.
Oh,
remember?
Okay,
to the sweat drip down my balls.
I only saw it once.
To all those bitches crawl.
I got it. I know the song.
To all skeet skeet
motherfucker.
Onward.
Yeah,
I can't believe you didn't remember Betty White was in that.
No, I mean I really only remember Ryan Reynolds and Sandra.
Mm-hmm. What did you remember about Ryan Reynolds?
Well, about 6 to 8 different things.
Huh, interesting. What did you think, by the way? We finally like sat down and watched Golden Girls. It was before we get into it, ran for 7 seasons from 1985 to 1992. It was created by Susan Harris, and it tackled a wide range of taboo subjects from homophobia to suicide.
Hmm.
Now with that being said, how much did you love The Golden Girls, and why are you not a heartless bitch?
So it's a cute show.
Oh my. And you're the gay one.
Well, I should have already been like addicted to this show and watching it all the time and forcing you to watch it.
Yeah.
But I didn't really grow up watching it. I didn't find an affinity for it later in life.
Why do you hate women, Benji?
Well, we know I don't hate women. We know that's not the case. Are you going to stop me and make fun of me for saying that?
No,
again?
I was just going like to ask. Stop. Maybe well, it's was it because you weren't attracted? Because you have a thing about
it.
Watching shows where everyone is beautiful in your eyes.
Yeah, I don't have a crush on any of them, so maybe that's what it is. And they don't sing, so at the end of the day, why am I here? Not really.
Wow,
it is funny. Like I do laugh at it.
Uh huh.
I would put it in a similar category, but I would still watch this way before. Sorry, The Office. Not a huge fan of The Office, and it's one of those things where I'm like, it's a good show. Like, I can enjoy it when I watch it, but it's just not something I would turn on necessarily.
Yeah.
But I've only seen, 6 episodes? So I only saw it for the first time, a year ago.
Yeah.
One of our mutual...
A year ago?
Yeah. So a mutual friend of ours showed me the, 2 or 3 episodes... and that was the first time I'd ever seen an episode of Golden Girls. And I was like, oh, like, this is cute. It's fun. Like, I see why people like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's then, like a culturally gay, not a culture. It's a cultural
queer.
It is a big show in the LGBTQ.
Community. You think I don't know that?
I know. That's why I'm like, I'm emphasizing the fact that you had
well,
only seen
saying,
it.
Well, I'm just saying, but that's why I was saying like, oh, I see why people like it, because obviously I'd heard a lot about it.
Culturally significant was the word I was looking for.
There you go. Okay.
My goodness.
I'm going to finish my thought
Continue.
Now. Is that okay?
Yeah. Go on.
So Yeah, I was just like, that's cool. And then randomly, my friend, like a few months later, was watching it on like her own, just on a spur thought. And I was like, I watched a few episodes with her. And then now we're watching it like a little bit later. And I'm just like, oh, okay. Well, the universe definitely wants me to like Golden Girls.
Yeah. As soon as they found out you were punching a gay card, they were like, well, send him his mailer. He got Golden Girls. What else?
I was like, what else is
included in the gay mailer? I mean, that one probably came back from like, you know, the 80s, but you know,
what's but they're like, it refreshed. They're like, oh, now we send Golden Girls to anybody.
What's present day gay mailer that you have to have?
Starbucks membership for iced coffee only.
It's a membership, but only for iced coffee.
Only
okay,
iced
cool.
coffee. Not being able to sit correctly. What else do we have?
Okay.
We get our.
I was thinking more cultural things, but sure.
Our pride flag.
There you go.
Our Glee membership, which that's not universally gay, though. It's not all gays like Glee, but everybody who watches Glee likes is gay, right? That's not
what
true.
What do straights get in their mailer? Repressed emotions?
Privilege?
Yeah.
Because they get to just bump into each other at the store and fall in love and get married and have kids. That would be nice. I didn't have to search the pits of Grindr. That and RuPaul. Really gotten into, but they're fine.
So I obviously I was excited to watch the show, if only just for Betty White. I mean, she didn't need to prove to me that she was a good performer. I've seen her in so many things at this point.
She's great.
That I knew that she, you know, if anything, I was like, I'm going to at least enjoy her. And then I'll probably like, you know, begrudgingly trudge my way through only because I just don't have an affinity for sitcoms, period.
Yeah.
Like, I barely watch sitcoms from my era anymore, let alone sitcoms from a much earlier era. And they're usually, I mean, they're all in one way or another kind of the same in the terms of the pacing, the slow. I do appreciate earlier sitcoms to like, even ones in the late 90s, especially ones in the early 2000s. I appreciate like the earlier sitcoms just because I could feel like the audience was like genuinely laughing versus pretty much anything churned out on Netflix nowadays where I'm like, well, that was clearly a canned audience, like laughing at just the fucking pin drop of a hat.
Oh, well, I mean, but if they're there, I've been to a few live tapings of a show that I watched, which was really cool to side note really quickly. Like, I had a show that I was watching. It was in, like, season 4, and I was, like, obsessed. And then my roommate ended up meeting one of the characters, or one of the actors from the show who invited us to a live taping. And I had just introduced her to the show.
Right.
And she was like, oh, I love this show. My roommate and I watch it all the time. And I was like, you gotta stay. So we got to go 2 separate times. And it was very cool. Because you get to be there and it's genuinely funny. Like, I'm genuinely laughing at the points that they want me to laugh because it's a show that I already like. So I'm already waiting to laugh with them.
Then why do modern day sitcoms suck?
It doesn't suck. It's a great show. Baby Daddy, by the way, is the...
Interesting. We will talk about that some other time, but so I just wanted to, like, you know, set the stage that, you know, I wasn't necessarily thinking I'm going to not enjoy the show because they're, you know, old women.
It was because
I really hate sitcoms.
You don't like sitcoms.
And lo and behold, I was not only pleasantly surprised, but I found myself genuinely laughing out loud.
A lot.
At the way, like, the four of them just interacted with each other. Like, stuff that was just... I don't know if it was a combination of shocking coming from them, shocking coming from the time period, and just good writing where things just, like... You could obviously see where some jokes were going. But then a lot of times, you know, they would just... Yeah, Dorothy and Sophia would kind of like drop a joke where you're like, oh, shit, I wasn't expecting that. And it would get like genuine laughs from me. So I found myself I watched like 10 episodes straight of the first season. And then we just kind of like
bounced around
to kind of watch more significant ones. Because at the time, even when it was released, I think it was like, I mean, that was not like a lot of people were not expecting a show with four older women.
Yeah, because that was, especially then, that was when Hollywood, like, wrote you off at 30 and was like, get out.
Yes, you're and an only old maid. Then.
Only then.
It's a
but
good
I mean,
thing we don't write off older women
obviously
now.
Obviously, it's still an issue, yeah. But that was, like, then when it was unchecked and not talked about, you
correct,
know?
Correct.
And
correct.
I think, wasn't that, if I've heard correctly, that was kind of part of the allure of the show, was that these women were, like, in their... like older, because they were all playing yeah. older than they actually were, but they were like, hey, like we can come in being older women and still have something that's,
yeah,
you know, successful.
And I think it was like the refreshing nature of like hearing them talk about things that, you know, pretty much any woman or anybody should have been talking about at that time period. It was like, especially with a character like Blanche, like I finally am getting like some of the jokes I've been hearing over the years. Yeah. I'm like, oh, you're such a Blanche. I'm yeah. like, who are these people? And now I'm like, you are such a Blanche, are you?
That's funny.
And what a sex positive like character.
Exactly.
Which is funny. Like, watch this. Like, it took a few episodes for me to realize how open they were about just their love lives, their sexuality. Mm-hmm. And then especially once I actually started watching episodes that tackled, you know, things beyond just the straight women. It was genuinely like, oh, you're not gonna make this the butt of a joke. Like,
yeah,
it's actually especially we watched. Let's see, I think we watched season 6, episode 14 called "Sister of the Bride." It's the second episode to feature Blanche's gay brother Clayton, who apparently that was like the first time one of those gay characters actually recurred in a sitcom, because usually they'd have like the one off.
I know, it's super annoying. Like, I mean, I'm sure, especially for that time, but yeah, like, it's one of the like annoying things about a gay character. Mainly for me, my issue is because now that we have gay characters as like staple characters,
right.
It's like the gay character not being able to date while the straight characters are dating and having ongoing relationships. It'll be like every like 3 or 4 episodes, the gay guy will, oh, I met somebody at my yoga class and I'm so excited to date. And then we see like one date between them that's really good and
right.
then you never hear anything again. And you're just kind of like, oh, okay, well, fuck us, right?
Well, you guys don't do anything when straight people leave the room, right?
Yeah, we just cease to exist.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh.
It's okay.
My programming.
But yeah, because even the character, from what I was reading, they had two staffed, I don't know at what points, but two of the staff writers were gay. So it's like you can tell that there's there's an understanding
of what's going on, yeah.
Where even the gay characters, like, there's a lot of jokes to be had.
I was like, there's a lot of, you can tell even the jokes are not at someone's expense.
No, and they aren't just caricatures, although that, God, he'd bend over backwards for me.
And then,
oh my God, and then Dorothy grabs her mom just like,
without missing a beat, just says, nope, this is not what we're doing.
Oh, is that, nope, not being set up. No, that got oh my God, I laughed so hard at that. So yeah, they have good jokes like that. Where it's like you can't help but laugh, but they're not necessary. I mean, of course, we're generalizing a 7-season show.
After seeing, what, cumulatively like 20 episodes?
Yeah. So by no means are we experts on this. We didn't present ourselves to be experts. This was clearly a, hey, let's watch a few episodes of Golden Girls and just give our thoughts.
And Golden Gab about it. You know? We're just going to chat.
Yeah. But it was nice, and it's something that we obviously take for granted now, where we'll watch gay characters, and it's only when we start to see like they're going backwards towards like really offensive caricatures that we kind of like spot them. Mm-hmm. Because the majority of gay characters, they might not be the best, mm-hmm. but they're not like 9 times out of 10, you're not getting the most offensive.
Yeah, you're not getting an offensive stereotype.
And yet when I'm watching this, I'm like watching, especially like with Clayton, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Cool. Oh, wait a minute. That's big for that time.
Yeah, I know, right? When I was watching this one, I was like, geez, why is she being so annoying about her brother? Just let him be in love and get married. And I was like, oh, right. This is a time where that's like really not normal. Like it's
and
like,
the fact that
the
episode
crazy.
Leans into that.
Yeah.
Like actually calling her out on it.
And saying like marriage too, because that wasn't a thing yet. And that was
true.
Even close.
No, this was decades
like, that
before.
That would have been a commitment ceremony.
Yeah.
And they called it marriage and a wedding the whole time.
Yeah.
So like legit. Like,
his fiance was not some, you know, like
squealing queen.
Which there's nothing wrong with that either. It's just
but
more of
a not another stereotype.
Right. Not another stereotype. They A, loved each other. And I think what was interesting too, because obviously he was calling out the fact that, like, if I'm your brother and you love me, you can't just, like, put me in the celibate box.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it also felt like it was written to, because this is an issue that happens in so many areas of acceptance, whether it's racist, sexist, homophobic. You have, like, the, there's a term, I remember the term, the TV trope for black people, where it's like the exceptional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's like, oh, we like you because, oh, well, of course I love Will Smith as an actor.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Well, oh, Denzel Washington.
And that's the thing too, where it's like, oh, okay. And I think at this time too, it was very, at this time that they made this show, this episode, that it was important to have two very like, stereotypically normal men,
true,
presented as, oh, we're normal, but we just happen to be gay, and correct, we want the same things that you do, and you understand this.
Yeah.
And now that we've gotten that, it's the same thing with Queer Eye, where their motto is, the first show was about tolerance and now it's about acceptance.
Yes.
Whereas like now, then it was like, okay, look, we're okay, we're normal, we're not doing anything wrong, like just chill.
Our agenda is just to get married and not murder your children.
Leave us alone. And now we've progressed to wanting to murder their children. Now,
damn it.
Now we've progressed to where it's like, yeah, we can paint our nails and have long hair and be effeminate and do whatever. And we maybe don't want kids, or we maybe want to date multiple people, but that's
right.
Also okay, because it's none of your business.
True. And that, but that also goes beyond just the singular person. So whenever you have kind of the exception,
mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily flattering, because it's saying like, oh yeah, well, oh yeah, I like this person because you're cool, mm-hmm. but doesn't mean I'm accepting
of
everything else. And I think that was cool. We didn't watch, I didn't realize it was a two-part episode, because it's over a course of seasons, but like, the first episode that her brother's in is the one where he comes out to her, and then, you know, she has to, I guess, tolerate/accept him.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a nice little bow, because, you know, from what I'm reading, like, this is not common occurrence mm-hmm. in a sitcom to kind of like bring back a character and dive deeper into the subject.
Yeah, absolutely not.
But the idea of like, oh, okay, yeah, you accepted him as your brother that he's gay,
mm-hmm.
but can you accept him as actually also
as being gay?
Like, you know, being
doing
gay
shit,
you know, and then like that means broadening it to like beyond just him.
Yeah.
You know, accepting his partner now, his husband, and obviously the entire
gay people in general. Like, not just, well, I love my two gays. Like, no, I
why does that sound like the name of a sitcom?
I love my two gays.
My two gays.
Yes, they're so gay. My two gays.
Wait, what's that?
I love my gays. They're so gay. They're gay. And they'll be here for days. Because I can't get rid of my two gays.
And it's, I don't know if I want to.
I would watch the hell out of that. It's a brother and sister. Brother's gay and married. Sister is living with it. They're all living together, but I don't know who's living with who. I'd have to flesh that out a little bit more. But they all have no boundaries, because that's what makes a good sitcom.
Exactly. No boundaries. And but things always get wrapped up in 30 minutes.
Exactly.
Or less.
We love it.
22 minutes.
I'll watch it.
All right. What? We'll kind of like briefly go through the episodes. So we watched season 1, episode 13, which was rumored to be Betty White's favorite episode.
Oh.
And that was A Little Romance. My goodness. As soon as I read the synopsis, I was like, well, that could probably be wildly offensive.
But we've got to watch it.
Where Rose ends up dating someone who's much shorter than everybody else. And of course, as one would expect from a sitcom, shenanigans and misunderstandings ensue.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of laugh out loud moments for me, especially Blanche walking into the room.
Oh my gosh, with the shrimp platter going, shrimp, and then not even stopping for a second and going, nope, and walking straight out of the room. That was great.
There's something to be said about just how good they were at performing. Like, I don't know. I don't want to sound like I'm just so surprised, but I guess I'm kind of like conditioned to the way that sitcoms from like the past, because it's not even just now sitcoms I'm talking about, but like from the past 10, 20-ish years and how there's nothing wrong with it. It's a choice. Obviously, I dislike more modern sitcoms, but again, all choices. But the way that act actors kind of like tackled things now mm-hmm. versus the way they tackled them back then. And they're just, I don't know, zeroed in on those personality types so quick. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the about face that she does immediately mortified.
Fantastic.
Super funny.
What else did she, there was another one that she, oh, she said like, it's a small world. And then he like, kind of like gave her shit and they were like, it's fine. Cause as soon as he like, there was something that she said where he was all like, oh, I'm going to have fun messing with
oh,
her.
Oh yeah. Like, he said, she's uptight. Like this is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Later dumps her cause he's a Jew.
Because she's not a Jew.
I know that sounded really offensive coming out of me.
Should I just dump people, man?
Let's take this is my apology video.
But also, you got dumped by someone who was Jewish.
I'm not mad at you.
There's a little bit of salt there, huh?
She didn't dump me because I'm not Jewish.
My Jewish guy didn't like me either.
All right,
he was straight.
We're not
but
angry.
That's fine.
Oh my god. The why did this is wild?
Does not condone anti-Semitism.
Yeah, I mean, yes, we don't condemn it. Wait, no,
we don't condone it. We do condemn it.
Wow, this went wildly off the rails. All right, let's. It's a very interesting episode.
What other episode did we watch?
We watched the one where they solve
the murder mystery. Yeah, the murder mystery that what's her name? Dorothy.
Which one are we talking? Oh, the Dorothy.
The one who's really good at solving.
Yeah, Dorothy solves.
She was a great detective. And then there was a real murder. And then she, again, was a great detective, even better than the real detective who didn't know what the hell was going on.
I mean, it was all set up, but at the...
Yeah, but we didn't know at that time.
I don't know, because the way sitcoms treat real life events, I was like...
Exactly.
Like, the cop is in the room asking people, all the people questions, and like... As soon as one person points a finger with a mildly convincing case, he goes, well, clearly
it has to be you. You had a steak last night and you were the last person seen with him and he was killed with a steak knife. I'm going to arrest you.
I mean, case closed, airtight.
Am I right?
Insert the progressive meme. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. But of course, like, yeah, it turns out to be another... A double fake. It's another murder mystery. That episode, by the way, for those who actually want to follow along, was season 7, episode 2, The Case of the Libertine Belle.
Ooh.
And yeah, by this point, you mentioned that Rose clearly got flanderized and is 10 times stupider.
Than the few episodes that we saw in the first season where she was like, she was a little flighty, a little ditzy. And then, you know, 5 years later, she's like... What? Wait, is this a real murder? And you're just like, what? We came to a murder mystery party. Like, what are you talking about? It happens, though. Like, it's mainly you see it with the dumb characters where if somebody's trope is that they're just not as quick to the curve as everybody else, then like you just see that deterioration through the seasons. It's crazy with Disney. Like, with Disney shows, they start in episode 1 of being like, oh, they just don't get the jokes all the time. And then when you're in the last season, you're like, this person would not be alive. They are so stupid. Like, they cannot take care of themselves. They cannot live.
But she plays it so well.
Yeah, she's not that bad. She's just a kind of, they just leaned into it. You could tell they leaned into it more because they're like, oh, this is fun.
I think what works too is like, definitely in the first season, because like I said, that was the majority of what I watched. But the character traits and kind of like just the four individual personalities felt really well defined,
mm-hmm.
where you have kind of like the no-nonsense one that calls everybody out on things. She's like neatly tying things in a bow too, which is funny to watch sitcoms from back in the day where it's like even something as difficult as depression can be solved with a nice little pep talk and a calling out and a stern talking down to, and then the next scene it's like, oh, you know what, Dorothy, I guess I was a little too depressed. It's a good thing I washed that away, haha. And you're just like, all right, well, you know, therapy also works too. But
that's not how your life is. You don't just look at yourself in the mirror and go, man, my friend was right, I need to not be suicidal anymore.
And then that's it.
Glad we wrapped it up. Let's be funny next week at the same time.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, but that's not a fault against the show. That's just, you know, time period. We've moved past that. We know how to deal with more nuanced things, but it's.
Yeah. But also it's a sitcom. Like, a sitcom even now is never going to. I mean, if they decide, and I'm sure this sitcom does it too, like obviously they have their moments where something is heavier and they do take that time to deal with it and they do let it run over multiple episodes, sometimes, but not all the time.
I mean, why do we watch sitcoms? Not
exactly.
To be depressed.
Exactly. That's why I prefer sitcoms, because I'm like, life's hard enough. That's unfortunately, sorry, y'all, why there's not going to be a Euphoria reaction, because something tells me it's not a euphoric show.
You don't freaking say.
It's kind of heavy. I do. I honestly, the only reason I want to watch it is just because of all like the TikToks and the memes and everything about the like way they're dressing and everybody doing like,